Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about Charity Engine, an organization that helps lots of charities around the world with the power from your computer and computers just like yours. So, have you heard of Charity Engine before? Do you know there's a way that you can help out? There is! You can download an app that will enable Charity Engine to use your computer's extra power to support charities like this. Now, have you downloaded this app? Would you be interested in helping out in this way, Carolyn?
Well, I do like the idea. I think it's quite interesting, very fascinating that my computer that's on a lot of the time, whether I'm using it or not, maybe I'll just be listening to music on my computer. It could be running this app in the background, helping to solve these research puzzles and generating money for charity.
That's right. And of course, it seems like just a really easy thing to do. All you need to do is download the app, get it running, and you don't even have to really think about it much. And maybe a lot of people will be helped if you do this. Okay, let's continue learning about Charity Engine in today's lesson.
Charity Engine. The charities. Charity Engine gives 50% of the proceeds from renting out computing power to various charities. Each organization it supports has a good reputation for working in an area of vital importance. Most of them seek to address the underlying causes of poverty while bringing short-term relief. These include Oxfam, a network of organizations in 94 countries. Another is CARE International, one of the three largest international aid agencies, which works in 87 countries. Charity Engine also supports Doctors Without Borders, which supplies medical care, and WaterAid, which provides safe water and promotes hygiene in developing countries.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Do you wish you could help the world just from sitting at your desk in front of a computer? It's possible. In day two of our organization article, we'll learn more about the vision and charity work of Charity Engine, an organization hoping to use your computer's extra power to help save the world. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Proceeds. Proceeds is a plural noun. Janet decided to sell her extra car and give the proceeds to charity. Underlying. Underlying is an adjective. This medicine reduces pain but doesn't solve the underlying problem. Hygiene. Hygiene is a noun. Personal hygiene is an important part of staying healthy. At random. At random is an idiom. The teacher chose a student at random to answer the question. Your more information word is draw. Draw is a noun. Let's jump right in.
Okay, let's go back to the top of our lesson here today. This part is labeled the charities. All right, Charity Engine, of course, supports many different charities. We read here, Charity Engine gives 50% of the proceeds from renting out computer power to various charities. Various meaning lots of different charities and lots of different kinds of charities.
That's right. And they rent out this computer power and they use the word proceed. So they rent out or they give 50% of the proceeds from this rented power. Now, proceed is a word from the word bank, and Proceed is the money that a company or a person makes after having some sort of special event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a fundraiser of some kind. Maybe you have a party. My uncle, his name is Major. He would always have Major Ragers. They were these parties, and people would have to pay to come into the party, but the money would go to missionaries around the world. So that money is called the proceeds, the money that was raised. It would go to these different people in different parts of the world. A good question you could ask about a fundraiser is, where are the proceeds going? What will happen to my money?
That's right. So a lot of times there will be a race and you have to pay an entry fee to get into the race. Many times the proceeds from the race will be donated to a local charity or some sort of organization that will be helping people in some way.
That's right. Well, of course, Charity Engine is all about doing this. Each organization it supports has a good reputation for working in an area of vital importance. An area of vital importance. What does that mean? Well, if something is of vital importance, that means it's not just a little bit important. No, it's really important what these companies are doing.
That's right. So this is crucial that they are able to help these people. And a lot of times you might hear this phrase, this issue is of vital importance, or this matter is of vital importance. That means it can't wait. It has to be taken care of now. And it's one of the biggest problems we are facing.
That's right. What else is of vital importance? Your life is of vital importance. Truth is of vital importance. It's important to learn the truth about life. And of course, here, there are many companies with great reputations that are working in areas of vital importance.
That's right, and we learn what they are doing. Most of them seek to address the underlying causes of poverty while bringing short-term relief. So they are trying to stop poverty and bring some relief to people who are suffering. But they used a word here from our word bank, the word underlying, the underlying cause of poverty. What does it mean, Gabe, if something is underlying?
Well, that means maybe it's not obvious. Okay, so there are many causes to poverty. Maybe you lost your job and so now you're in poverty. You don't have much money. But maybe there's another reason that's not so obvious. That is the underlying reason. Why did you lose your job? What happened? Okay, there are underlying reasons to poverty and why there is so much poverty in the world. How else could you use that word underlying?
Well, you might say the underlying cause for her illness was lack of sunlight. She needed to spend more time outside.
Okay, or maybe you're angry about something and the underlying cause is your jealousy. There is underlying jealousy there, which makes you kind of mean towards other people. So think about the underlying cause for stuff. Sometimes it's not as obvious as it seems.
Well, now we're going to learn about some of these charities, and they include, or these include, Oxfam, a network of organizations in 94 countries. So Oxfam is a very big organization or group of organizations, and they're located all over the world.
That's right, and Oxfam said they have respect for human rights, and they believe that respect for human rights will help lift people out of poverty. So Oxfam is wonderful. Another is CARE International, one of the three largest international aid agencies, which works in 87 countries. So again, another very big organization.
That's right. And Charity Engine also supports Doctors Without Borders, which supplies medical care and water aid, which provides safe water and promotes hygiene in developing countries. Now, Doctors Without Borders is a very great organization, and my cousin's husband actually served with Doctors Without Borders because he's a doctor.
No way. Well, what was his experience like? Did he help people with their hygiene?
Well, he did help people to improve their health, and I'm not sure. I'll have to ask for more stories from him.
All right. Well, for now, we need to take a look at that word from our word bank. It is hygiene. And this is the science of how to have better health in life. Or it's the habit and behavior of keeping yourself clean and healthy.
That's right. So hygiene is very important. Basic things like washing your hands, brushing your teeth, even just taking a bath. Very simple things are included in hygiene. Well, right now, it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 proceeds 这个复数型名词。Proceeds 是指获利或者是收入。例如 ,the proceeds from the fair will be donated to the needy of the town. 嘉年华会的收入会捐给这个城镇中有需要的人。如果把它的字尾去掉 ,proceed 就是动词，意思是前进或行进。所以这时候它的重音就要往后移，念成 proceed。例如 ,passengers of flight 229, please proceed to gate 10. 29班机的旅客请到10号登机门。继续我们看的是 underlying 这个形容词。underlying 是指根本的或者是基础的。例如 ,the underlying problem of the company was the lack of funds. 这家公司最根本的问题就是资金短缺。或者是 ,the riot might have stopped, but the underlying causes of it are not yet solved. 这个暴动或许停止了,但是它根本的问题仍然没有解决。
We are continuing to learn about Charity Engine and how it uses the proceeds from renting out this computer power to different charities. And many of those charities are trying to solve the underlying causes of poverty around the world. Organizations like Oxfam and Doctors Without Borders are just a few. Well, we have more to learn about these charities in the next part of our reading, so let's continue.
Charity Engine. Another of its charities, Sight Savers, works to prevent and reverse blindness through medical treatments and provides training for the blind. Charity Engine helps many other organizations as well. An added bonus. Charity Engine returns the other 50% of its earnings to the people who made it all possible. The app users are entered into draws. Chosen at random, the winners receive thousands of dollars in prizes. Thanks to Charity Engine, computing power that would have gone to waste is fighting poverty and bringing healing and hope.
All right, well, let's go back to the beginning of this section here. We have been learning about certain charities that Charity Engine sponsors or that Charity Engine helps around the world. Of course, we mentioned Oxfam, Care International, Doctors Without Borders, WaterAid, and we read here another of its charities, Sight Savers, works to prevent and reverse blindness through medical treatments and provides training for the blind. Well, this sounds like another very helpful organization.
Yes, all of these charities that Charity Engine is trying to support and help with these proceeds all seem very worthwhile. We continue reading, Charity Engine helps many other organizations as well. So these are just a few of the charities that they try to support with these proceeds.
Well, we've talked a whole lot about Charity Engine. We've already learned a lot about what it does, but I want to see a little video about Charity Engine. Let's do that now.
10 years ago, the $350 million Earth Simulator was the ultimate supercomputer. It was about as fast as a dozen of today's PCs. There are now around 2 billion PCs in the world, many of them idle. Think of all that wasted ability. So we built the Charity Engine to tap into this spare power and create the world's biggest supercomputer for use in cutting-edge research. The money it raises goes to charity. Download and run it today and help change the world, one bit at a time.
Well, that video gave us a very clear idea of what Charity Engine does. So, if you think that this is a good idea, download that app. Help them out a little bit with that extra power from your computer. We continue on to the next section, an added bonus. Charity Engine returns the other 50% of its earnings to the people who made it all possible. So you remember before, earlier in our lesson, we said that 50% of the proceeds go to charities, and now we're finding out what happens to that other 50%.
It goes to the people who made it all possible. Well, who made all of this possible? People like you and me. People who have PCs, and they want to help charities around the world with the extra power from their computers, okay? We are the people that can make this possible. The app users are entered into draws, okay? The app users, you just saw a video, it encouraged you to download the app, and you can do that. If you do this, you will be entered into a draw, and maybe you can win some prizes.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, but before we continue learning about these draws, we need to go see Steve and Ken in the information cloud, where they can give us a little more information about that word, app.
Back in 2010, a group of linguists, editors, writers, and historians voted app as the word of the year.
App is a great example of a clipped word. That is, words that are reduced, shortened, or clipped down to a component part.
Why do words get clipped? Because compared to their original, clipped words are easier to pronounce and spell. Clipped words save our time and our breath.
Okay, most clipped words remain in the slang category, but many do, over time, graduate to become official English vocabulary words.
Now, sometimes a word gets clipped off at the end, like the word application got its end clipped off, giving us app. Examination got clipped to exam, and gasoline got clipped down to gas.
Right. Sometimes the beginning of a word gets clipped. The word airplane got clipped to plane, telephone to phone, and the omni in omnibus got clipped off, giving us bus.
Other times, the end and the beginning of a word gets clipped off, like refrigerator, shortened on both ends, giving us fridge, and influenza got reduced to the more manageable word, flu.
Clipped words are another unique way words enter the English language.
在智慧型手机普及的今天 ,App 应用程式已经俨然成为一个很热门的字。今天的课文也出现了 App 这个字。首先注意这个字的发音，因为这是个单字，不是缩写，所以不要将它读作 APP, 要读 App。App 其实是一个 clipped word, 截短词，它的原型是 application。结果尾巴被切掉，只剩下 app。 这类的字英文里有很多，像 gasoline 变成了 gas， examination 变成 exam。 那有一些 clipped words 呢，是字首被切掉了，像 telephone 变成了 phone， airplane 变成 plane。 还有一些 clipped words 是头跟尾都被切掉，像 refrigerator 电冰箱变成了 fridge， influenza 流感变成了 flu。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Okay, so we've just learned about how app users, the Charity Engine app users, are entered into draws. Now we're continuing here to learn about maybe how you can win some money or some prizes. Chosen at random, the winners receive thousands of dollars in prizes. Okay, so this is chosen at random. Well, that's a good phrase to know. If something is chosen at random, that means there was no real plan involved. It just kind of happened by chance.
That's right. And so if a number is chosen at random, that means that you cannot predict or know what the number will be. There's no way to control what the number will end up being. So this sounds like a pretty good system and very fair to the people who are in the draw.
I think so too. Well, what else can be chosen at random? Maybe in your high school years, you had to give speeches, right, of some kind, and the teacher might have chosen at random who would go in what order. Kevin's going to go first, Bart's going to go second, and then Monica. It's chosen at random. You don't know who's going to go first or last.
That's right, and we continue reading. Thanks to Charity Engine, computing power that would have gone to waste is fighting poverty and bringing healing and hope. So they're using something that would have gone to waste to make a big difference in people's lives. And I think that's a really great phrase. If something goes to waste. Gabe, what does that mean?
Well, if it goes to waste, that's another way of saying it is wasted somehow. So, of course, you don't want anything to go to waste. Don't let your food go to waste. Eat it or keep it to have later as leftovers. Don't let it go to waste.
That's right. You might also say, don't let your time go to waste. Use your time wisely so that you can get as much done as possible.
Well, I think that you shouldn't let your computing power go to waste. Download that Charity Engine app now and help save people around the world. Now it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 drawing 这个名词，它的动词是 draw，D-R-A-W， 意思是指抽出或者是指抽奖，所以 drawing 就是指抽签或抽奖。例如 ，When you purchase this product, you're automatically entered into our drawing。当你购买这个产品的时候，你就自动加入了我们的抽奖活动。Drawing 也可以指素描，例如 ，A drawing of a ballerina， 一位芭蕾舞者的素描画。最后我们看的是 at random 这个副词片语， random 是指随机或随意，所以 at random 是指随机底或任意底。例如 the salesperson picked the name at random to call， 这位业务员随意的选了一个人就打电话，或者是 the owner of the lost dog searched the area at random， 失踪的狗的狗主人在这个地区没有方向的乱找。 And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, we've learned all about how you can help people around the world by downloading the Charity Engine app. And of course, there are many charities around the world. We've only talked about a handful in our lesson today and yesterday, but what other charities are there? Can you think of any other important charities? Carolyn, what can you think of?
Well, there's one based in Ohio in the United States called Co-Ed, or Cooperative for Education. And they help schools in Guatemala by creating sustainable textbook, computer, reading, and scholarship programs with the money that they receive. And it's very important that it's sustainable. Mm-hmm. So even when people stop donating, these programs can continue.
All right. Well, I'm all for charities or organizations that help with education. Can you think of any other charities that can help around the world? Well, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
Download the Charity Engine app, by the way. Okay, see you later.
A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.